Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, we're back in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and I'm looking at the latter part of verse 5, which says, "A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing." A time to embrace. Literally, that word in the Hebrew means to wrap the arms about, to receive with both arms and hands. You know, on the last day of school, we did a lot of embracing. We had boys and girls that we've spent 10 months with coming by, and they stopped by the office, or they would stop by in the hallway as they were leaving at 11 o'clock to say goodbye. Yesterday, I was at a team party. I stopped in just to check on things, and there were a couple of children that I hadn't seen for some time that were in our camp program, and they were so excited about having their team party at Gospel Project's pool. And they came up and gave me a big hug. And, you know, there's a time to embrace, a time when you're greeting or maybe saying goodbye. There is a time to refrain from embracing. An appropriate contact is something that you have to be careful of. The Bible indicates for us that we are to be above board in our relationships with each other. And there are times when contact would be inappropriate. There are times when we should refrain from wrapping our arms about someone, especially if that someone is involved in things they ought not to be involved with. The Bible indicates that with false teachers, we're not even to bid them Godspeed or to welcome them into our houses. So there are times that we're not to embrace. There is a time to embrace one's country. To hold up the values of it. And then there are times when we have to stand up and say what we're doing is wrong. And so there is a time for embracing acceptance of, and a time of saying, you know what, I'm not accepting of that. That's the idea here behind this phrase, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. I have found that in this area that is most often ignored and rejected by people, there seems to be in some an unwillingness to come to grips with certain factors or things that are nature, and so we just embrace everything. Yesterday, I got a notice from a friend of mine that said 43 Republicans had joined with the Democrats in embracing the president's SOGI policies. They signed on with him saying, we ought to accept these things, embrace these things. And some of them, I was rather shocked, four of them Republicans from Florida. And they're going to get letters from me this week. I'm not happy about that. They supposedly are supposed to stand for family values and stand for things that they said that they have stood for. But they're signing off and saying, we're supporting the president. They're not doing any legislation at this point, but they wanted to show their support for the president and what he is doing in this regard. There comes a point, people, where you have to stand on principle. You have to stand on what the Word of God says. You can't just be someone that just, well, whatever happens, happens. We have to learn to stand with the Lord. You know, when you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, every one of the testimonies that's recorded in that book required an individual to stand against their country, stand against their church, stand against their friends, stand against the court system. Every one of them had to take a stand, and many of them lost their lives. I'll tell you the story of one when I conclude my thoughts here about a man who refused to recant his faith in Jesus Christ. They gave him a choice. They said, you either recant your faith in Jesus Christ or we will torment you to death. And he said, the choice is easy for me. I must honor my Lord. I must give Him the glory that's due His name. I cannot recant the fact that He saved my soul. I cannot recant the truths that He loves me beyond all measure, and so I cannot go against His name and say, you've made your choice. You've embraced your death. And he responded, he said, no, my friend, I've embraced my Christ. And they proceeded to do unspeakable, horrible things to him. But they said, as they recorded the things, he never said a word, but he said, they said he just continued to look upward as he suffered those terrible things, looking to his Lord. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. That was such a rebuke to my heart. As we live in times where it seems like we just give in to everything, just whatever, embrace everything. May God help us to embrace the things that He honors and to not embrace the things that He says are dishonorable. Don't honor those things. May God help us to stand true for Him and to embrace the things that bring honor and glory to the precious name of our Savior.